Build an A-team. Play to their strengths and lead them up the learning curve. Author, Whitney Johnson. Personal disruption. In a company called WD-40, a 90% of employees consider themselves to be engaged in their work, and 97% say they're excited about the future of the company. Why? Because WD-40 practices personal disruption, an approach you can take with your whole portfolio of employees, and as a result, it'll be an A-team, people who are at different stages on their individual learning curves who achieve the sweet spot of highly engaged growth at different times. The S-curve of learning. Disruption fosters innovation. It also challenges current practices without providing clear alternatives. It's especially murky when it comes to finding the best way to manage your employees. The S-curve model helps make the unpredictable predictable. It helps us understand the development of and shifts in individual careers. The early day of a role. At the low end of the S, one can feel like a slog. Cause and effect are seemingly disconnected. Huge effort yields little. Understanding this helps avoid discouragement. As we put time of practice, we'll speed up and move up the S-curve, roaring into the competence and the confidence that accompanies it. This is the exhilarating part of the S-curve, where all our neurons are firing. It's the sweet spot. As we approach mastery, tasks become easier and easier. This is satisfying for a while, but because we're no longer enjoying the feel-good effects of learning, we're likely to get bored. If we stay on top of the curve for too long, our plateau becomes a precipice. Everyone has an S-curve, and your team should include employees who are at different phases of development. Aim for an optimal mix of roughly 15% at the low end and around 70% of the team in the sweet spot middle and 15% at the high end of the curve. The 7 accelerants of learning and growth. While it's true that change must come from within, there's a lot you can do from the outside to help your employees along. 1. Identify the right risks. The low end of an S-curve is an uncomfortable, risky place, so it's important to identify and take the right kinds of risk. Competitive risk involves head-to-head competition. How successfully can you compete against 10, 20, even 50 applicants for a single big opportunity? Market risk, however, is about creating entirely new arenas of competition. You detect a gap and articulate a way to fill it, with a new job, tailor-made for your expertise. You may be told no thanks, but if a manager says yes please to your idea, there's no competition for the spot. 2. Play to individuals' distinctive strengths. As a manager, your job is to pinpoint what people do well and pit these abilities against assignments that make their strengths relevant. 3. Impose thoughtful constraints. At the low end of a new curve, constraint is almost inevitable. There may be inadequate expertise, buy-in, or funding. These limitations can halt progress, or they can enforce us to be resourceful. This act of creation propels us up the learning curve. 4. Fight entitlement at every turn. The best managers give a mix of praise and criticism. Focus on praising what is within a team member's control, such as effort expanded and a willingness to play nicely with others. Be stingier in extolling the attributes that are not under the individual's control, native talents, appearance, and the various manifestations of good fortune. 5. Stepping backward is a way to move forward. Think of a slingshot. It creates forward impetus with a backward pull. It's hard to step back. You may be enjoying the exhilarating ride up the step back of a curve. Why step back now? Because stepping back is your slingshot. 6. Giving failure its due. Failure is the point at which it's important to encourage an employee to try again and keep trying. It may take time for our employees to incorporate and adjust for the feedback they receive. This will require humility on their part and patience on ours. 7. Encourage discovery-driven growth. The discovery-driven approach lets you decide what you want to accomplish, then figure out who can make it happen. Who can incur the cost to achieve your goal? Create a milestone chart so you know if your people are on track. If needed, course correct. As a discovery-driven manager, you're continually balancing your team, optimizing for the different phases with skills and will of the foundation. Recruiting and hiring. Utilizing resources profitably begins with recognizing potential, followed by a period of exploration, discovery, and development. Hiring for potential rather than proficiency is the foundation for building a team. The following list constitutes the phase of exploration. 1. Identify the tasks you want a new hire to perform. 2. Do a team check. Identify your motivation for the new hire. 3. Do a sanity check. Identify your motivation for the new hire. 4. Write a job post to attract the ideal person. Successfully onboarding your new hire. As you set out to manage your recent hire, there are a few things to consider. Communicate the why. New hires need a vision. Understanding why their job is necessary and important will power them through difficult days. Start with the why of your organization and your team, even if you don't know what lies ahead. Chances are, you know why you're moving in that direction. Understand your new hire's why. Just as your new employee needs to understand the company's vision, you'll want to understand theirs. Find out what they're trying to accomplish as a person and how this new role fits with their goals, as well as what they anticipate they will need from you to be successful. Your vision for the new hire. Communicate your expectations clearly. As your employees share their goals with you, lay out the expectations that they learn to solve problems as they would in the role they aspire to. Managing the first 6 months. There's much to be done in the months after your new hire comes on board to ensure their success and comfort on your team. Here are some guidelines to follow. 1. Set short-term goals. Clearly define one or two projects for your new employees, with maximum budgets and precise deadlines. 2. Build out their internal network. Talk to Vikram in marketing and Jasmine in finance. Give your hire credit for having these conversations. 3. Make two lists, people to help and people to look guidance. Listen to the new hire's outsider ideas. One important milestone during the first 6 months is to get your new hire's perspective on your operation. Learn to solicit ideas and opinions from newcomers who aren't yet blind through familiarity. Future performance and innovation may hinge on it. The 6 month check-in. If your new hire is still struggling 6 months into the job, you may be questioning your hiring decision. If you can answer yes to the following questions, your new hire is at the low end of the curve and growth is coming. 1. Is the person occupying an otherwise unoccupied niche? If you haven't created a new role, it may be immediately obvious what a hire will accomplish. Many game changers have granted little attention in their nascent stages. A slow start isn't the whole story. 2. Is this person playing to their strength? Work with employees to identify their unique strengths and then learn to deploy that talent where it will be most effective. 3. Is the work difficult but not debilitating? If people are energized, getting their work done on time and well, consistently coming up with ideas, rest assured that growth is on the way. 4. Is your low-ender gaining momentum? At the low end of the S-curve, momentum is what you want to measure, not absolute performance. The sweet spot. The most engaging part of the learning curve is the sweet spot, when you're no longer a confused beginner, but you aren't yet a slightly bored master. A good boss understands how to lengthen this most productive stretch of the curve, where a person has achieved competency, but hasn't yet been overtaken by stagnation. For a person to move forward from a standing still requires pushing against the ground. The ground then propels us forward. This is Newton's third law. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Apply this to the sweet spot dwellers on your team. Finesse assignments to fit within the Goldilocks rule. Too big and you're back to the low end of the curve, with work that can be so difficult that it can be crippling. Too small and it isn't going to require stretching. You want to be in the land of just right. Support them and keep them happy. If you've been in the workforce for long enough, you may have experienced a situation where the performance metrics indicated you outperformed your peers, but you were paid the same amount or even less. There are a few things harder to stomach in the workplace than being underpaid. Financial compensation is your starting and end point. Get that right, and you signal to your employees that you are worthy of their trust. Managing masters. When your team member has reached the pinnacle of the learning curve, they may express it openly, or it may be clear through their changes in their approach to work. Work with your high-performing employee to figure out their next move. This is a three-step process. First, applaud their achievements. Review what your employee has accomplished. Recognize them for it, like you would for someone graduating from college. 2. Identify a new learning curve. Talk openly with your star performer about the concept of the S-shaped learning curve. Work with them to identify opportunities in-house that they might be interested in pursuing. 3. Deliver on helping them jump. When you put the interests of your employees first, you serve your own best interests. They've given their all toward their team's success. Now help them jump to a new curve where they can continue to succeed. Getting started. People often say to me, "Your ideas are terrific, but it all comes down to execution." It does, but our fear of not executing brilliantly can leave us stranded at the starting line, unwilling to even try. A manager like a coach must know that you don't win unless your team does. As you aspire to be a boss who leads their team up the learning curve, be patient with yourself and with others.